This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. All right, let's get at it here. Time for us to get to work on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you for joining us. Every week at this time, we're joined by Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com. You'll find that Talkers, for years and years, claimed to be the Bible of the talk radio industry and the talk media in general. Michael has done a fabulous job over the years putting together information. It's been his passion. He's very good. He's had involvement in several different trade publications over the years, learned how to do it, and has applied his skills to the talk radio world. So each week we have a rundown of what he and his staff have found out, assessing what's being discussed on news talk radio stations and programs and hosts that really know what they're talking about. Or I guess I'm going to cross my fingers there. Say to you, Michael, I hope they know what they're talking about anyway. I know you know what you're talking about. Sometimes we wonder whether some of these guys, and there's that whole business about whether we, you've always said there's a different sort of, we want people to tell the truth and to use facts, but there are all kinds of ways of twisting and turning those around to make them entertaining, right?
No. I don't think one should entertain by distorting truth. I mean, this, you're kidding around a little bit, but you're jumping right into a major point that anybody in the media deals with. And I think it's one of the burning issues of our time is what is the obligation of media, you know, presenters, of reporters, journalists, talk show hosts, commentators, pundits, people who talk about public policy and the news for a living, what is their responsibility to tell the truth? Public officials versus fudging a little bit for the sake of either getting votes or getting ratings. And
I think there are a lot of people who are in our business who take liberties in order to be what they think is entertaining. They stretch things, say things, spread things, the whole business about fake news and where it comes from. I mean, we've had this conversation a number of times. I don't think when I'm listening to somebody, I don't know that I expect them. Maybe it's because I'm too close to the inner workings. I really don't. I think there are a lot of people who are on the air, frankly. It isn't that they are telling that they're lying, but they stretch the truth. Or they turn things around for their own. I mean, Alex Jones is an example that I would come up with, but I think you can apply it to Rush Limbaugh. You can apply it to Glenn Beck. You can apply it to any number of people who take things. And in my experience, anyway, you may disagree with me, they twist things around to make the story better.
Or they twist things around to make a point, you know, and to win the debate.
Yeah.
It may not even make it better. But I'm not here to cast, you know, accusations against anybody being truthful or not.
No.
However, in a marketplace of ideas such as talk radio, protected by the First Amendment, let's say that the listener should be very, very aware, educated, and discriminate, and I don't mean it in the negative sense, in making up their own minds as to what they believe is truth and what they believe is exaggeration, hyperbole, or downright lies.
Yeah.
And that's the responsibility that comes with being a voter and being a member of this type of a society. It's much easier to live in a society, you know, run by a king or a dictator, where, you know, the smartest thing
not
you could
messy.
Do is keep your mouth shut.
I know. Yeah, this is messy, you know, this stuff.
Yeah, this is messy.
Messy.
Freedom of speech is messy. Democracy is messy. And right now we're messing around. We're in a messy time.
Yeah.
But hopefully we'll come out of it with a lot of lessons learned, and we'll recalibrate our collective understanding of this concept. Sometimes, you know, when the generations go by and people don't have the right education or experience from generation to generation, a society can forget how to be civically responsible and maintain a mature, honest approach to, you know, the population governing, to the people having a say. So this is a crossroads, and it's very interesting, but I wouldn't just flip off a casual remark about the importance of truth when it comes to any kind of public communication. I mean, I think we're obligated to tell the truth to the person over the backyard fence. I think we're obligated to tell the truth to our children. And if we don't know the truth, we're obligated to try to learn the truth. Don't just come up with an easy answer because it's convenient or it makes you feel good. Being a human being is a challenging process, and if you want to do it well...
To the stories.
We're not. I'm not going to stop talking.
No, I don't want you to. I was just going to throw something else into this. The whole business of Trump accusing Obama of spying on him, whether it was that was a fact, but in fact, the government says that Trump Tower was wired and rigged for sound. And whether Obama was behind it or not, it still happened. So those people who said Trump was full of old shoes weren't right. I mean, he may be full of old shoes sometimes, but to discount everything, there are some, as you know, outlets that discount, and some people discount everything Trump says. I'm not here to apologize for him. They used to do that with Obama. They do it with all of these people. And yet, oftentimes, what is said is not true. Would you agree with that?
No, not really. I think that the spirit of an administration and the spirit of any public figure is what makes their credibility. And when the amount of untruths and the amount of lies so outweigh the truth or just objective statements, then you're the boy who cries wolf, and people will think everything you say is a lie. And that's why, back to what we said last week, it's extremely important that Trump gets his act together and gets control over the precision of his words. Presidents of the United States must be measured and precise because their words have consequences. And a case could be made that we're all wiretapped, that in today's society every building is wired, every piece of equipment that's part of the Internet of Things can spy on you. We're under government surveillance, there are satellites looking at everything. So, yes, in the larger sense, the Trump Tower was being surveilled, but to specifically say that Obama wiretapped him, which is accusing the prior president of a felony, I think that's pretty serious stuff.
Okay. So then let's, and this is where you and I are usually on the same page. This is a process of sort of focusing on what we're doing in the News Talk Radio world. It is because of these things, however, that so much attention is wrought on Mr. Trump, and that seems to be good for our business at the moment. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, in a way. But if the country goes down the drain, I don't know what good it'll be to be in a good business in it. Mm-hmm. So even that, I believe, is something that people who say, well, it's good for our business, you know, if it bleeds, it leads, and all of that, I think we have some soul-searching to do. Now, please don't interpret what I'm saying as being anti-Trump. I'm anti-any politician. I take an anti-political stance. That's I was just as critical of Obama and Clinton. It doesn't matter party, left, right to me. Anybody with power over life and death of our citizens is somebody that should be held to very high standards and scrutiny. So, you know, I know I'm going to get letters, oh, you're anti... No, I'm not anti-Trump. I'm not anti anybody other than the basic premise that the President of the United States has the power of life and death over people and has a tremendous influence on the culture of the times. And therefore, they should be looked at very carefully. And look at the history of our presidencies. We have had many more lousy presidents who lied, made mistakes, misled the public, engaged in scandalous activity, one after the other after the other. Why should we assume that this one is going to be any different? The actual presidency itself no longer has the credibility it used to have. Trump has an opportunity to rectify that, and he should take it.
All right. That's very interesting and quite on the money. Good. Thank you for that. That's a good overview. We'll get to the stories and the list of the top 10 people, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers, right after these words.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling.
Call 1-800-573-0477.
Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last.
Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
All right, 18 half the hour. Michael Harrison, let's divide up the charts. Let's, as we have a couple of minutes here, go through the stories, the top 10 items, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, that we will spend some time on as we go through the remainder of the hour. Michael?
All right, let's go quickly. At number 10, we have March Madness. At number 9, also sports-related, Tom Brady's jerseys were recovered. At number 8, the Chicago Facebook gang rape. At number 7, Putin's critic was assassinated. At number 6, the Maryland High School rape case. At number 5, the London terror attack. The Manafort Russia investigation at number 4. Number 3, we have Trump wiretapping allegations. At number 2, Gorsuch confirmation hearings. And number 1, the GOP health care bill. That's a big story.
It is. Big storm. We have time for the people list, too, if you want to go through it.
Okay. We have at number 10, quarterback Tom Brady. We have at number 9, Denise Varonenkov. We have Sean Spicer at number 8, daytime TV star. At number 7, Paul Ryan. Number 6, number 6, Vladimir Putin.
Speaking of a daytime TV star, yes.
He is. Sean Spicer is a daytime TV star now.
Yeah,
Devin Nunes at 5, Paul Manafort at 4, Barack Obama at 3, very active former president in terms of conversation on the radio. Number 2, Neil Gorsuch, and Donald Trump is number 1.
Yes, it's his fault. And that could be, depending on who you're listening to, it could be Donald Trump or it could be Barack Obama. As the, the Days of Our Lives, that soap opera, As the Wheel Turns, et cetera, et cetera. Because it is kind of like a soap opera in a manner of speaking, I think.
But definitely. Barack Obama doesn't seem to want to go away. I think that first of all, he's very young. They're messing with his big cornerstone achievement, the Obamacare. And he has a lot of people in this country like him.
He's writing a book.
Maybe he should run for Senate. Could you imagine that?
His wife stay active. In Illinois, that'd be a thing, wouldn't it? You're listening to a review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen at 21 after the hour.
The
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's make it 23 and change after the hour. This week's overview, as usual, at this moment, we're talking about Talk, the news talk radio world, the research done by Talkers Magazine under the auspices of Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher. He and I'm Doug Steffen, get together every week for an hour to talk about these stories and things that are related to the stories. We did the people list. We did the stories. At number 10, March Madness. I know you're a big sports fan. I think you're a bigger football fan than you are a basketball fan. But what I found fascinating this week, remember when March Madness started a little before, everybody talking about the brackets, and Warren Buffett said he'd pay $100,000 to the first person who got brackets that won? I don't even know how you do this, frankly. But there's somebody who got a call named Dwayne Johnson. Now, we're not talking about the Rock. No. This is a fellow who lives in South Carolina. He works in a steel factory. He was sitting on his couch. Warren Buffett called to tell him, called him personally, with 31 out of 32 correct predictions in his Madness, March Madness bracket, he would be getting a check for $100,000.
How cool.
How about that? And by the way, if he had called South Carolina's victory over Marquette, he would have been given $1 million because that's what Warren Buffett said he was going to do. If he had all but the, it's like 130 million jillion to one chance.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously it's difficult to do. I mean, that's why it's so much fun. I'm a big basketball fan, but I'm not a college basketball fan, so I don't follow it, and I know a passing amount about it because it's right in the news, but I really don't do it. And I don't, you know, I never engage in that kind of stuff. I've never made a sports bet in my life. I mean, I'm kind of embarrassed to say that because I'm not a goody two-shoes, but I just haven't done it. I'm a great believer that betting on sports is a true gamble because the human element in sports can make it go any which way, and that's why it's so hard to come up with correct brackets in March Madness, especially college sports, when these are not, you know, athletes that have been around for many years and a lot of experience. You don't know what's going to happen.
Right. So this fellow the offer went out to all the employees of Berkshire Hathaway, about 100,000 employees in the various companies that are owned by Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway. This fellow got $5,000 from his employer and then $100,000 from Buffett himself. He makes $21 an hour as a welder at the company. The Berkshire Hathaway people bought the company for $32 billion a couple of years ago. And the manager, though, interestingly enough, the manager of the plant said that he apparently told people not to be spending time at work on this. And so unless he can get Warren Buffett to change, this guy is up for being fired because he didn't do what the... I would think that's another fascinating conversation or part of this conversation. How many people at your office, Michael, or in mine or elsewhere, spend time while they're at work fussing around with this kind of stuff?
I don't think many people in my operation do that. They're more interested. Well, there's so much work to do. There's no time for anything. There's no downtime in any of the businesses that I'm involved in. And I think more and more, if you look around the country at office-y type businesses, people are multitasking. People have tough jobs. I think the days of the water cooler and sitting at your desk playing crossword puzzles are over.
I think in some circumstances you're 100% correct. I think in others there are a lot of people wasting a lot of time. I saw a survey last week or the week before. The average 8-hour employee is lucky to work 6 hours productively. They waste time, especially if they smoke. They get these breaks. I think there's something that ought to go to court on that. If you don't smoke, you get screwed because you got to work more than the people who smoke. We ought to talk about that. 28 past the hour here on this week's Countdown Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
After the hour now, as our focus on reality in terms of News Talk Radio World is in the main pew of our study of talk radio. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here to go through the list of people, the stories behind the scenes. There's a lot of people who think we are stimulating. You've heard that slogan, Michael. More stimulating talk radio, and it's good for your brain. Exercise for your brain. You think that is really true? Are we really that good?
Well, we? Who are you talking about? Some are good and some are pretty bad. I think there is no we. It's not a monolith. It's not one organization. There are thousands of talk show hosts in the country. It's a large institution. It's a process. And I think that generally, collectively, it's very stimulating. And, of course, information, conversation, up and back, debates, investigation, these are great for the brain. So by and large, I think it's a wonderful institution. I mean, I devote my life to working within it, and I think it's a great expression of free speech. But I don't think that it necessarily is, across the board good. I mean, there are some talk show hosts that I think are incompetent, and some I think are brilliant. That's my personal opinion. It's not my place to do that.
No, it isn't. It's your place to tell us what's going on in the world and to give us your thoughts, because this is about you and your thoughts and what's going on. I noticed, though, with interest, remember, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 months ago, we talked about the former governor of Connecticut, who was a talk show host on WTIC.
Rolling.
And he got arrested for, and I think he went to jail, actually. He went on trial and was found guilty, didn't he?
Roland, Governor Roland.
He was using the talk program that he was doing on TIC as a way to endorse candidates and get paid to do it. So that was bad. Now I see that there's a fellow in Denver named Steve Curtis who's been charged with voter fraud. He was a politician, and then but I wasn't sure whether he stayed in. I'm reading the story on Talkers Now, whether he was on the air running for office, or whether he had already been...
From what I understand, he engaged in voter fraud. And he was at one time a critic of voter fraud. And he was a Republican chairman of a local committee or whatever, you know, is in that area, and said that most incidences of voter fraud are perpetrated by Democrats. And here he has now been accused of engaging in voter fraud personally. I think he voted twice. I think he voted for his wife and himself. And then when she called to find out her status as a voter, they told her she already voted. I don't have any more information. That I mean, that's it. He stole his wife's vote, from what I understand.
Oh my God!
But I don't have more information about that. So I just want to disclaim that this is just, you know, I know as much as you do.
Yeah. Oh, it's kind of interesting. Some of these people are really characters, but it is very interesting. It sort of reminds me, and it seems to happen more. I take exception because the news media often will take people from the right and try to bedevil them, even though on circumstances like this, they deserve it. I remember a couple of Republican congressmen who were family value sorts, who were having affairs, and they got outed, you know, all of that sort of stuff. Which, going back to what we were talking about in the last half hour, what is entertaining is corruption very entertaining. And, yeah, if you're caught, it is. Yeah.
Well, also, there's a ratio of how severe it is based upon what kind of a moralist you are. If you're just a professional wrestler or a guy out there whose business is not based on preaching morals, and they find out you're cheating on your wife or you did something fraudulent, it's not the same as being a family values, you know, Christian values kind of a stand-up guy, and they find you, you know, anti-gay, anti-everything, and then they find, you know, you're playing footsies with somebody between the stalls and the toilet, or you're having an affair with an intern, then it's really bad. And what I have found in my life is, you know, beware the moralist. A lot of the people that are the moralists are the ones that you got to keep your eye on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. People who are there's a certain amount of indignancy that goes along.
Righteous indignation.
Righteous indignation. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my goodness! I can't believe they did that, and they're doing something that you do yourself. And that comes under the category of it takes one to know one. And if this were a psychology show, we'd be talking about self-hate, self-loathing, that we hate in others what we see in ourselves, and or things about ourselves that we see in others. And that's why many people who are homophobic are actually gay. They hate that they're gay, they're in the closet, and they take it out on others that are openly gay.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. I'm interested in your take on something that came out. Pretty much with this program, we play it down the middle and we're on the straight and narrow, and it's usually the issues that we talk about. I have made it a policy not to, on my program, the Monday through Friday program, engage in conversations about what is the number 8 issue this week, the Chicago Facebook gang rape, and the number 6 item this week on the countdown, the high school rape case in Maryland. I just won't talk about that. I refuse to talk about them, because I don't think there's anything that comes out of it that's good, helpful, positive. And besides, there's some part of me in the back of my head who thinks when people hear that, it gives them ideas. Maybe the same thing could be said for what goes on. If somebody's got a gun and they go shoot somebody, they saw it on television, they heard it discussed on the radio, whatever it is. I don't know that I... You've got to give me a specific example. But in these two specific cases, I don't talk about those things. I don't want to. I don't think I need to. What do you think?
Well, I think if you don't think you need to, then you don't need to. I don't think anybody needs to talk about any one topic. I mean, there are a lot of topics out there. As long as what you do talk about, you bring to the table some information and some new angles on it, that's what's important. You know, talk about what you know. But what you're bringing up is an interesting conundrum that people in the media face. You want to cover the news. You don't want to put it under, you know, you don't want to put your head in the sand. You don't want to sweep things under the carpet, because there is the fear that it could create what's called copycat murders or copycat criminals and give people ideas. On the other hand, you don't want to quell free speech and the dissemination of important information for that fear. So you got to walk a line between what's appropriate or not. I mean, the major example of that is, are we increasing the incidence of terrorism by covering terrorism?
Great question.
You know, and there, that's it in its magnitude, and you know, in the the biggest case of it, of that question.
All right, I think the most important thing of the week that we haven't talked about yet is that Emma Thompson has gone public with the time Donald Trump asked her out on a date. That would be, it seemed to me, to maybe it could fit it. Maybe it could be 1A between 1 and 2. The health care bill is 1 and the Gorsuch confirmation is 2. Maybe 1A could be Emma Thompson's declaration that Donald Trump thought she was attractive and invited her out. What do you think?
I think it's major news. I think that this is the type of thing that keeps me up at night.
What does your wife say about that?
Well, he asked her out on a date, but we don't talk about it.
She's very attractive. I can understand
that. Oh, it was a horrible situation.
Right.
Yeah, Trump and I fought hand and tooth, tooth and nail, whatever, over her, and I won.
Good for you, Michael. Congratulations.
Yeah, I wrested her from his evil clutches, from his little hands.
All right. Are they little? We'll have to investigate that.
How about holding hands with the Prime Minister of Britain? That was big news, too.
Well, the big news, one of the big stories was last week, the news media speculated they didn't shake Angela Merkel's hand. And, in fact, as soon as that happened, there were three pictures produced showing him shaking her hand. That's back to the fake news, real news, who do you trust kind of things. Because people, it's the story of his daughter sitting at a fashion show, and the picture was taken of her when there was nobody sitting next to her, and the news media caption was, "Nobody wants to sit next to Trump's daughter," when in fact that wasn't true at all.
That kind of stuff is insane.
Yeah,
it's absolutely insane. Yeah.
As far as people are concerned from the chart this week, here's a list of the top 10 folks in terms of focus and discussion. Tom Brady at number 10. Number 9, a name you never heard of before, Dennis Voronikov. And you probably won't hear about him again because he's no longer with us. Sean Spicer, the press secretary, number 8. Paul Ryan, the speaker, number 7. Pukin Putin, number 6. Devin Nunez, number 5. Paul Manafort is 4. Pretty interesting story about him and his activities as an electioneer, an advisor. Barack Obama, number 3, Neil Gorsuch, number 2, and Donald Trump, number 1. I think a lot of focus on Barack Obama is misplaced or out of order. I think it's just a lot of finger-pointing. I think he's probably happy his name is still out there so he can sell his book when he gets it done. Doug Steffen on the countdown. All right, we'll pause for a moment here. We're working on the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio, the hot hits in Talk Radio, Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at 44 past the hour. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the charts for the week of March 20th to the 24th. Top 10 stories of the week, so you have them in your head. Sometimes we don't review them, or we review them once or twice. So in order, at number 10, continuing focus on the basketball season for college, March Madness, number 10. Number 9, the fact that Tom Brady's jersey was recovered on the minds of lots of people doing News Talk Radio. The Chicago Facebook gang rape at number 8. What an outrage, man. This critic of Mr. Putin, Denis Voronikov, if that's how he pronounces his name, thank you. At number 7, another outrage, the high school rape case in Maryland, number 6, terror attack in London, 5, the Russian investigation into Paul Manafort, number 4, the wiretapping accusations, 3, Gorsuch confirmation, 2, and the health care bill, number 1. Hi, 47 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Michael Harrison, publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm looking at talkers.com where you can find all the features, the industry news. I would suggest you go there. There's Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. A fascinating romp through the world of conversation, radio, and television. Up Close and Far podcast that Michael does, and it's highlighted every week at Talkers, and also upcloseandfarward.com, has a focus on I call him a kid because I can remember when he was a kid. Yeah. He used to listen to me. He and I were on the same station. I was doing a morning program. I was part of the Good Day group. One of our affiliates was the station in New Hampshire where he got started. His name is Kevin Miller. He's gone to Boise, Idaho, and has established quite a name for himself there, hasn't he?
He's a hard-working guy, and he's a real salt-of-the-earth kind of guy. And he's been on mornings there for about 9 years at 580 KIDO in Boise, Idaho. And he really brings a lot to the table. He's a lover of radio and a good fellow. I think people will find it very interesting if they want to know what it's like to be a local morning talk show host.
Right. In a place like Boise, I'm on there, and Billings, Montana, places like that, where there is a lot of local interest. But then, you know, by the way, the big issue this week in Billings, I follow what's going on some of these stations, and it's the drug problems that the Midwest, small towns in the Midwest are having.
Absolutely.
People addicted to heroin. And,
terrible.
I mean, it really is, and nobody really talks about it. These people did a whole big expose, and their hosts have been looking into what's going on in the medical community, in the law enforcement community in Montana. And really, that's one of those unsung.
Let me tell you, Doug, heroin addiction is not limited to the inner cities and the
counties. No.
It is rampant in small town America, in suburban America, and it's an epidemic. Everybody I know knows someone whose kid is on drugs.
Yeah,
it is a serious problem.
Yeah. So would we as an industry be doing a service if there was some way that we could all get together to try to address this, talk about it?
Of course.
What could we do?
Well, we could raise consciousness, raise awareness, give advice on what parents should do, change the culture so that kids are not necessarily vulnerable to it, and more importantly, come up with a public policy to curtail the dissemination and distribution of drugs to our teens.
Isn't it really? Isn't it? You got to wonder what's going on at home? Maybe that's part of the discussion. We're not going to have it here because we're out of time. But I just got to wonder what the heck is going on at home that parents and people in the family don't see what's going on with these people.
The answer is not enough parenting.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. So we've become irresponsible parents in many ways. And this is just what happens. This is how the soup gets made, if you will. Your children will be a reflection of you. All right, so that's it for now. Michael, thank you. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here, 10 before the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, now we continue on the Talk Radio Review. The focus now on the legal aspects of what's going on, items that are on the countdown. And our focus here comes with the courtesy of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who gives his time as a lawyer and a college professor to the items that Talkers Magazine comes up with, the hot hits and what legal aspects there are to these things. I suppose the obvious thing, number two this week, Steve, are the continuing Gorsuch confirmation hearings. He seemed to be mild-mannered, cool, calm, and collected, quite an appealing character, and he was pretty forthright with things like when he was asked point blank about Roe v. Wade. You could probably interpret it better, but it sounded to me like the law of the land is the law of the land. We're not messing with that.
Yeah, and you know, it's really kind of interesting too, asking a judge to comment on overturning a case. We don't know what the case is going to be, but are you going to overturn it with the new case? And you expect those questions, and I think what you said, Doug, was I was very impressed with his demeanor and response, mm-hmm. and he didn't get testy. He showed a great judicial temperament. You know, he's not necessarily my cup of tea across the board, but that's right. Not really important. He is a qualified jurist. He's an intelligent person, and more than anything else, I think he showed a demeanor that we would like on the court. That's not to say that the Democrats still having some leftover angst from the nomination that never went anywhere with Judge Garland won't try and filibuster it. And there it's so. we don't know what will happen. He's going to get in eventually, but it could be nasty.
Yeah, which is too bad and distracting.
And he deserves to get in.
I think he'd be fine.
Yeah.
This rape case in Maryland, the high schooler and all the things that go with that, legally, this is really a horror show. I haven't talked about it much this week because I don't like talking about these things on the air, but from the legal point of view, what the heck is going on?
Well, you have a, I think he's 17 years old, but he's an illegal immigrant. Under the laws as they had been enforced, illegals were allowed to go into the enroll in the schools. He's accused of, he has a presumption of innocence, but that's about as far as it goes, of committing.
not with many people he doesn't, but yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, was that sufficiently transparent on my part?
Yeah, that was pretty good. I like that, yeah.
So he, the charges are serious rape charges. It's an awful crime. The question is this an indictment of the entire system regarding immigration or not? And, we don't want to extend this thing too far because, in fact, the statistics do show that the immigrants that have come into this country, and particularly as we've seen South American immigrants, he's from Central America, have committed fewer crimes than we see of kids that age. On the other hand, we've had such a such an odd immigration policy. We have laws in place, and then we tell our law enforcement, you enforce these, you don't enforce others. The lawyer in me says, decide what laws are going to be and enforce those laws. That's the idea of laws. You don't pick and choose which ones you're going to enforce.
Steve runs a website called scamicide.com, written a number of books on scams. There's an ATM scam this week that a lot of people are talking about, kind of frightening, making the rounds in Europe, and one wonders how long it is before it's going to get here. The police in London found a tiny camera in an ATM machine, and the device was hidden just below a cover on the machine so that people could see not only the numbers that were on the card, but what you used for a keypad to get in.
Yeah, the ATMs and the ATMs under the regulations in America were supposed to switch to pins last October. I haven't been to an ATM yet that has switched to the pin. Some of them actually even use Windows XP software that doesn't get updated anymore. You've got skimmers, you've got cameras taking pictures of people putting in their pins. ATMs have become a real cash cow for many criminals around the world.
There's also a lot of people complaining about spam texting on your cell phone. Is there a quick way, we only have a few seconds, to address that, to not have it on your...
Yeah, there are some security software that you can install that at least will increase the amount of safety and decrease the amount of spam.
Check out spamicide.com. Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.